Mike Williams Jr. and to Nikolai, you came in to Nikolai and you seemed to be faring the best out of all the mushers with the bruises that we're seeing and the hurt ankles and the hurt knees, and you seem to be in pretty good shape.
Yeah, I don't know how I made it through that without getting hurt or without breaking anything on my sled, but, you know, luckily I made it through without breaking anything or, you know, hurting myself or breaking my sled or hurting any of the dogs that I left drone with.
Mm-hmm. It almost seems like you come to Nikolai empowered, like feeling really good that you were able to handle all of that. And it sounds like there are some pretty cool moments out there for you.
Yeah, it was kind of hair-raising, but, you know, I started having some fun, and then, you know, because, you know, getting pumped up from the adrenaline, going through some of that, and, you know, making it through all that rough stuff, and then at the same time, you know, I was, you know, growing concern for, you know, the other mushers, and you know, maybe some of the dogs, and you know, of course, the people. I mean, the mushers going through there. It's a really rough trail, and you know, anything can happen.
And it sounds to me too like you saw some mushers along the trail who stopped along the way. Their ganglines broke, or maybe even just stopping in kind of surprise and shock as to what they're seeing out there.
Yeah, I passed Dallas Seavey. He was camping in the hills there in the burn, and I thought that was a really weird, you know, like, just seemed like a bad spot to camp, but then I found out that the gang line broke and had to camp there for a little bit, I guess, and I followed behind Mitch for a while, and that was a crazy ride. I pulled up behind, well, I caught up to Aaron while he was fixing his knee, putting a wrap on it. I think he tore his ACL, and he was in pain. And
but it seems like the dogs all seem to be in really good shape. All the teams that are coming through, it seems like they're faring fine and doing well, and it sounds like your team is doing well.
I'm kind of surprised that there's no hurt dogs. Mm-hmm. But then again, you know, it's they're running mostly on bare ground and dirt, and that's a lot of traction, and that's what they run best on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it sounds like the trail out of here, well, coming into Nikolai was pretty good, and heading out, there's actually going to be some snow, so you've got to be looking forward to the next.
Yeah, it was really nice to get back on some snow. The first half of that run from Roan was really rough, and, you know, a lot of ground and dirt and ice. And then as we were getting closer to Nikolai, the trail just got better and better.
Mm-hmm. And are you taking your 24-hour layover here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. Well, thanks, Mike.
Thanks.